That is at the end of the night with one hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Exactly. Exactly. Our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the following, and this is under the chapter of the merit of supplicating for someone in the person or in the latter's absence. Well, let's just read the ayah when Allah says here, because أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. This is a beautiful ayah. It's in Surah Hashr. And we should try to at least learn this ayah. It's a beautiful ayah. It's a dua we should make. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Which means those who came after them must say, O our sustainer, forgive us and forgive our brothers. That means brothers and sisters who preceded us in faith. Basically what we are making the dua when we say, and as I'm and there's a reason why I repeat things over and over, because I'm hoping somebody will be able to memorize it, where you say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. That, O Allah, forgive us. So we're making dua for all of ourselves. And at the same time, we're making dua for all the people that passed away before us, sabakuna bil iman, while they were in the faith of having iman. And inshallah, by doing this, hopefully when we pass away, people will make dua and seek our forgiveness as well. As we know, people always say, why don't we have the graveyard open? Why don't we have the graveyard open? From what I understand, it's open at night. So alhamdulillah, we finished off very, very early. Everybody wants to end off early, alhamdulillah, and Allah accepted your dua of finishing early. Now what are you doing with that time? See, you know, let me just share one story with you. There was a kid, and what he said? He says, Daddy, give me a gun. You know, kids love guns. Father kept quiet, father kept quiet, father kept quiet. Later the kid went, and I told the story before, he went overseas. Back then you had to go to England. So they went to England, he became a doctor, got a big job, you name it, made a lot of money. Then he came back. Came back to, you know, back then there was no India, Pakistan, it was all one. So anyway, he came back, maybe Delhi airport he landed, I don't know. And his father went, and his father is waiting in the back, everybody's meeting, everybody's hugging the son. Oh, my son, you know, he's here, and this guy is wearing his nice suit and tie because he came from England, you know, he had his big degree. And when his father's came, time came to meet him, he met him, and when he met him, he put his hand in the waistcoat and he took out that little water gun. He says, my son, this is for you. That son flipped, his head went. He says, what do you think about me? I got a PhD. You know how much money I make? I make enough money in 1 month that all of you can put together. He went off on his dad. And his dad said one thing, son, you asked me for something when you were a child. You made dua for something. Watch what dua you make in life. His father was giving him, in other words, nasiha. This guy didn't get it, because he was focusing on other things. So watch what you ask for. So all of you wanted to end up early, alhamdulillah, Allah gave you early. Now what are you doing with the time? That's a question you have to ask. Everybody was standing, complaining, no problem, alhamdulillah. Allah made it easy. Now what are you doing at home? Are you reading your Qiyamul Layl? Are you reading your Tahajjud Salah? Are you going to the graveyard, which is part of Sunnah? Are you spending the time, quality time with your family and saying, alhamdulillah, I'm done with that imam. Now it's me and you, darling. Not me and you, I'm talking about the wife. These days you've got to be very clear, huh? Anyway, I mean, what I'm saying is, are we doing that with our time? Are we doing that? So again, the dua we have to make, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. O Allah, forgive us and forgive those that came before us whilst they were in the state of iman. And Allah says here, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Seek forgiveness for your sins. Seek forgiveness for the believing men. Seek forgiveness for the believing woman. Allah is addressing both mu'minina wal mu'minat. Because always the sisters will say, we don't see mu'minat there, we only see mu'mineen. Well, now my sisters, you saw it. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah is saying, seek forgiveness for yourselves, seek forgiveness for your sins, and for believing men, and for the believing women. And inshallah, while we do it for them, inshallah, when we move on, others will also do it for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, guide us, and bless us, and help us go and visit those that have passed away as well.